From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Sheila Cast, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And joining me is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Sheila.
What's keeping you busy these days?
Well, you know, 2 weeks ago we talked about the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament, which I run every year, and it's coming up March 11 to 13. We're expecting almost 500 contestants from all over the country. But I'll tell you one cool thing about it this year. There are two different documentaries being made on the event. Yeah, one of them has been in the works for a few years. There's a second one that's being started this year. The filmmakers are traveling around the country interviewing top contestants, finding out how they're preparing for the event, all about them, and so on. They hope to get the film in film festivals and in theaters around the country, like Spellbound, you know, that movie on the National Spelling Bee a couple years ago.
It does sound interesting. How do you think contestants should be getting ready?
Oh, just solve a lot of puzzles. The more the better, starting with the ones in the New York Times, of course.
Of course. Now, remind us about the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, I said name a famous ancient Greek in six letters. Rearrange these letters to get the name for a famous 20th century European leader. I said both names are ones that everyone knows. Who are they?
Everyone knows. So, what's the answer?
The Greek is Euclid. Rearrange the letters, you get Il Duce, which is the name for Mussolini.
Il Duce, absolutely. Well, we had over 660 entries from people who solved that puzzle. And our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Professor Jim Cobb from Tallahassee, Florida. Welcome.
Hello.
And may I call you Jim?
Please.
And you are a professor of?
Economics.
What's your specialty?
Developing countries, Southeast Asia.
Have you been playing the puzzle long?
I listened to it. I don't believe I've ever before sent in an entry.
First time, beginner's luck.
Absolutely.
Or maybe great skill. We'll find out. Ready? Are you ready to play now?
I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be.
Okay, Professor Cobb, meet Will, and let's play.
All right, Jim and Sheila, today's puzzle is called Tips. I'm going to give you three words, starting with the letters T, I, and P. For each one, you give me a fourth word that can follow each of mine to complete a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase. For example, if I said Trojan, iron, and plow, you would say horse, as in Trojan horse, iron horse, and plow horse.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, number one is tote, ironing, plaster.
Board.
Board, tote board, ironing board, plaster board. Excellent. Number two, telephone, isolation, polling.
Polling?
Uh-huh. With two L's.
All I can think of is cell.
Think about where you would go to vote.
A booth.
A booth.
There you
booth.
Go. Polling booth, telephone booth, isolation booth. Yes. Tennis, inaugural, pin, as in P-I-N.
Ball.
Tennis?
Ball.
Yes, ball, that's right. Taste, intelligence, patch.
Test
is right. Trump, index, post.
Card.
A card, that was fast. Tool, idiot, pill.
Box.
Box is right. Excellent.
Oh.
Talent, ice, peep.
Peep?
Yes.
Show.
Show is right. Good. Travel, insurance, press.
Agent.
Agent. Boy,
wow,
you're
that was fast.
Trailer, industrial, parallel.
Park.
Park, even faster. Test, inner, picture.
Tube.
That's right. And your last one, type, Irish, pace.
The last one was?
Pace, P-A-C-E.
And the first one was type?
Type, T-Y-P-E. Type, Irish, and pace. Six letters. And for that middle one, you want to think of a dog.
Setter.
Ah.
Irish setter, type setter, and pace setter is correct.
That was very impressive, Jim. That was... You left me in the dust.
It was an easy one, though.
Oh, he says. Okay. Well, for playing our puzzle today, you will get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, The Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times' Will Short's Favorite Sunday Crossword Puzzles from St. Martin's Press.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. What public radio station do you listen to?
WFSU.
In Tallahassee, right?
Right.
That's great.
Right.
Professor Jim Cobb from Tallahassee, Florida, thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you.
And now, Will, what's the challenge you have for us to work on this coming week?
Yes, it comes from listener David Rosen of Amherst, Massachusetts. Think of a word that means to fail. Change the first letter to the next letter of the alphabet, and you'll get a phrase that means to fail. What are these terms? So again, a word that means to fail, change the first letter to the next letter of the alphabet, and you'll get a phrase that means to fail. What terms are these?
Well, when you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call if you are the winner, and you'll get to play the puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Sheila.